Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Marketing is an important part of any business plan, and our next guest says that branding is the most important part of marketing. Mary Church Cornett is CEO at Fuel. She joins us by phone now from her company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, tell us a little bit more about your company. Have you always been in the marketing business?
I have been in the marketing business for, let's just cap it at 25 years. So I've been with Fuel for about 6 years. And we are a brand building agency or brand building specialists who help medium-sized businesses really transfer broken, outdated, or ineffective brands. So we believe that having a strong brand is really the key to standing out and succeeding in large and crowded markets.
Well, can you give us an example before we get into some of these tips that I know you have for us today? Give us an example of a broken, outdated brand. And I guess you don't have to name a specific one, but you know, give us an idea of what you mean by that.
A broken or outdated brand is a brand that might have just been ignored for a bit of time. So it might be a brand that has existed for 20, 30, 40 years and neglected. So it might have been established a long time ago and its positioning has weakened. It's lost its way in terms of having clearly defined differentiators. Its brand identity might be stale and not really resonating with its target audience. Maybe competitors have kind of popped up around it and is outshadowing it. An outdated brand really needs some love and attention, you know, in order to stand out in this very loud and crowded market that is the world these days.
And so is that why you see some national brands occasionally just give their whole storefront a new facelift? They change the logo, et cetera?
That's right. Brands need constant work. Brands are, think of them like houses, right? So houses need renovations and upkeep. You wouldn't want to build a house on a cracked foundation, which is a house that would be like a marketing plan or a website or a campaign if that foundation has cracks or flaws, has issues. And so we believe investing in that foundation, which is made up of a brand strategy and brand design, is the best way to kind of create the building blocks for success.
And so how does a company take inventory of its brand? How does it know, you know, if the brand has gone stale?
A few different ways. So you have to ask yourself some questions like, have I had or conducted a competitive audit in the last 12 months? You know, has the landscape shifted the ground under my brand? Do I have a clear why for my brand? Is my mission statement and reason the company exists beyond making a profit clear to my consumers, clear to my employees? Do I have a clearly defined brand personality, distinct character? Have we defined our brand values, and not just company values like honesty and reliability, but core beliefs that guide brand behavior? And then I would ask myself, does my brand have a clearly defined, you know, competitive differentiator and a strong positioning? So you'd ask yourself, is your brand story being told authentically? Is it resonating, again, with my audience? Do they care? Do I have a consistent tone of voice? And then I would look at the brand identity, or what we call brand design, and I'd ask additional questions like, is my brand identity system distinctive and memorable? So from a brand design standpoint, I'd start to look at not just the logo, color system, fonts, but the typography, the photography style.
What exactly is a competitive audit, and how would one do this?
So a competitive audit is really important to understand the landscape in which your brand and business sits. So typically you would identify three competitors, ask the same questions that you would ask yourselves to understand what their clear differentiation is. How does their visual identity look? Where does their positioning sit? And start to understand, where is there white space for my brand, and where can I position or reposition myself to stand out amongst those competitors?
Well, Mary, great information. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Mary Church Cornett is CEO at Fuel. She joined us by phone from her company's headquarters in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. And remember, you can hear us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.